الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الوجوه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، وأن يجعلنا ممن يؤتون كتابهم بإيمانهم، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. إن شاء الله we'll continue where we stopped yesterday. إن شاء الله before we proceed, إن شاء الله by the time we prepare the page, it is very important to understand one thing: the importance for the community to listen to the imam of their masjid and compare what they listen from the imam to what they listen to other speakers. And if the imam speaks and other speakers speaks, they should be the same. If I say something and then Sheikh, for example, X, come and give a talk and he gives a different, then what happened to you? Confused. Then you hear a third person to see which one to go to compare. Maybe the third person go with A or B, and the third person gives a different opinion, then what will happen? More confusion. So our deen is compatible. Doesn't matter who sits. The speak is one, and the teaching is one, and the message is clear, and the deen is clear. And the gray area, what do we do about it? Stay away. So what do we call the gray area in Islam? Mushtabihat or al-shubuhat. Al-hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورُ مُشْتَبِهَات. So the gray area, it does not exist in our deen. It's either white or black. So someone can come and said, I let my kid go to the dance in high school because they need to be exposed to this kind of social event and get familiarized with that. What do we ماذا نرد عليهم? What do we answer to them? لا يجوز. سبحان الله. اختلاط, number one, mixing and music. Huh? What about if Malak al-Maut was there? Who is responsible for this young man? Is he, even though لم يبلغ الحلم وبلغ الحلم, either مكلف or غير مكلف, الأب, the family, the parents take responsibility of this decision, right? So we cannot say, oh, they need to be exposed, that we have to send them there. We say no. يا شيخ, maybe we can send the kids out to collect the candy. It's just only candy for Halloween. We say no. هذا ليس بعيدنا. And we're not. It's sunnah. What is the sunnah for our kids? Especially when sunset. Kids should not be outside after sunset. Because who goes after sunset? Who comes out? The jinn. Shayatina al-jinn. They comes out. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ, when he teaches us, subhanAllah, everything to benefit us. Before you sleep, make sure your food is covered. Right? Don't leave any food sitting on the table is not covered. If you have light, fire, something is supposed to put it out, or put it out, is that right? Put it out. And if you have kids to go after hours, no. So imagine if we are not following these little things, there is benefit behind it for us. Maybe we know it, we don't. But هكذا قال لنا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, and we follow, right? So our deen is beautiful if we really follow. I read this before I came, and before I start, I loved it for Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah. He said, if I remember it, I read so many things, and he said something really, really, really beautiful. He said, فتنة الدنيا أعظم من فتنة هاروت وماروت. You know هاروت وماروت, right? قال لأن هاروت وماروت يفرقان بين المرء وزوجه. وأما الدنيا فإنها تفرق بين العبد وربه. say Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, words should be written in gold. Listen, Harut wa Marut, their magic, their fitna, yufarriqan bayna al-mar'i wa zawji. They can, this sihr can cause the two married couples apart. But he said fitna al-dunya, the dunya. It has no magic, right? But the fitna al-dunya is greater than this actual magic, because tufarriq, it separates al-abd wa rabbi. The brother is telling me the in your you can use a control your phone to turn off your lights at home, to turn the temperature on, to up, down, open this, check this, cameras and everything. Everything is made so easy for us. He said, these light bulbs, I am illest, I have no knowledge, but I'm taking what I hear. These light bulbs, LEDs, they have a smart chip inside, we call them smart something, that allow you to control it from your phone. I said, subhanAllah, with all this technology that we reached in our life, to make our life easy and so simple, and we control everything, and we cannot find our way to Allah. Wallahi, khibna wa khasirna. We are the ultimate losers if we do not find our way to our Rabb. As the clock is ticking, and the steps toward the grave is like somebody is pushing us little. You know how like when you walk slowly, and when somebody do that to you, what happens to your steps? Becomes a little faster and faster and faster, and you see the grave is coming to you in reality, but you don't see it. But it is about, once you reach the grave, Malak al-Mawt is there, right? So it's a competition between us and the time. We have to come, you know, it's a sira' baynana wa bayna al-waqt. I call it in Arabic, sira' baynana wa bayna al-waqt. It is really challenging that we have really take advantage, inshallah. And the only way to get these advantages, if we do not sit in these small gatherings after salah for 10, 15 minutes, and even if you know the book, even if you know the book, just to sit in the majlis, because when you leave to say لعل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يكتبني ممن قال فيهم اذهبوا أرقوموا مغفورا لكم. Some people, they have ulama, they will sit and they listen to the muhaddith, and they have much more knowledge than the muhaddith, but they sit for the barakah of the majlis, just to get the barakah, دعاء قوموا مغفورا لكم. Get up with مغفرة from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So I will continue inshallah.
This is section 17, belief in the Prophet's pool.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله والإيمان بحوض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكل نبي حوض إلا صالح عليه السلام فإن حوضه ضرع ناقته فإن حوضه ضرع ناقته.
To believe in the حوض pool of the Messenger of Allah. Every prophet has a pool except Prophet Saleh, for his pool is the teat of his she-camel. Likewise, among the fundamental principles of Ahl as-Sunnah wa al-Jama'ah is belief in the al-Hawd, the pool. The Messenger of Allah وسلم, has a pool, and each prophet among the prophets has a pool that his followers will drink from. This is because people will be afflicted with severe thirst and will be in dire need of water. Our Prophet's pool is the greatest of the pools. Its length is a month's journey, its width is a month's journey, and its water is whiter than milk and sweeter than honey. The number of its utensils is equivalent to the number of stars in the sky. Whoever takes a drink from it will never get thirsty. Those who turned apostate after the death of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be driven away from it as well as those who denied him. And Allah knows best from the people of innovation. His saying, every prophet has a pool except Prophet Saleh, for his pool is the teat of his she-camel. To the best of my knowledge, this exception is not reportedly confirmed. What is correct is that every prophet has a lake fount as reported in the hadith.
Very short chapter. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gave his speech, he said, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْ بَعْدِي في الحديث فَإِنَّهُ سَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Those who live after me, they shall see a lot of changes. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ أَمِنْ بَعْدِي عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ فَإِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمْ مَعِي عِنْدَ الْحَوْضِ. He said, to us very clearly that you have an appointment with me near the Hawd. All of his, those who testify La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, except to those group from his ummah who will be walking toward him, toward his Hawd, فَتَأْتِي الْمَلَائِكَ فَتَزْجُرُهُمْ زَجْرًا. The Malaika comes and will push them away. فَالزَّاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا. Who the زَاجِرَاتِ زَجْرًا? That's the angels. فيقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his mercy, أمتي, this is my nation, this is my followers. فيقول الملائكة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنك لا تدري ما أحدث بعدك. You do not know what they have innovated, what they have replaced, what they have believed beside what you have taught them after your death. فيقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the answer of him, سحقا وبعدا, meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم disowned him. Right or wrong? سحقا وبعدا means what? You want him? Away from me. Away from my house. So the importance of these majalis, brothers, to us to know where is our direction and destination. And this house is haqq, as the Muallif said. Is haqq. And نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا ممن يشربون من يد نبينا شربة هنيئة لا نظمأ بعدها. We'll go inshallah just the next chapter. Let's have 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then we can help you. How long is it? Can
I see? Quite long, but that's wrong.
Okay. About 4 pages. Okay, we can do like a page.
Okay.
Or 2 pages. We'll see how inshallah. It goes.
The next section is belief in the Prophet's intercession.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله والإيمان بشفاعة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمذنبين الخاطئين يوم القيامة وعلى الصراط ويخرجهم من جوف جهنم وما من نبي إلا وله شفاعة وكذلك الصديقون والشهداء والصالحون ولله بعد ذلك تفضل كثير على من يشاء والخروج من النار بعد ما احترقوا وصاروا فحما.
The author said, to believe in the intercession of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم for the sinful Muslims on the day of resurrection and on the Sirat, the bridge across hell, and he will remove them from the depth of the fire. And there is no prophet except that he is given the right of intercession. So also are the Siddiqun, martyrs and righteous people. After that, Allah will bestow abundant favor upon whomsoever he wills, and they will come out from the fire after they have been burnt and turned back black.
Okay, before we do the commentary, from your understanding, who gives the shafa'ah yawm al-qiyamah? First, the Prophet. After that, As-Siddiqun. After that, As-Shuhada. As-Shaheed, the martyr, he intercedes for how many? 70 of his family. 70. Yashba' li 70. Who else makes Shafa'ah? Of course, the last Shafa'ah is whom? No. Shafa'ah Rabb al-Alameen. The last Shafa'ah. After everybody give the intercession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save his shafa'ah last to those whom من كان في قلوبهم مثقال ذرة من إيمان. Those who have in their heart as much as a mustard seed weight of إيمان. They lived their life fujur والعياذ بالله. Here said احترقوا وصاروا فحما. They burned after burned after burned after burned. No shafa'ah. الصديقون. Those are, who are the صديقون? The truthful one, right? Also, the friends in the dunya. The friends in the dunya, they make shafa'ah. So if you have a righteous, good friend, he is the one could be saving you and ask for your shafa'ah. Right? Who else can give shafa'ah? Huh? Those, as-salihun. righteous. All topics of righteous. Atfal, the children for their parents at the door of Jannah. They will not enter Jannah. They ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not enter the Jannah without our parents. Those who sabaru. وبشر الصابرين. Someone who جزع. Just remember the hadith, the old woman who was crying next to the grave. Her son or someone died from her family and she was weeping. And who was passing by her grave from behind? رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لها اصبري واحتسبي قال إليك عني فإنك لم تصب مصابي أو كما قال away from me you were not afflicted with what I have. Is that right? Afflicted, right? Is that correct? The Prophet didn't say anything. He kept walking to his home. The people around, he said, you don't know this? She said, no, this is Rasulullah. So she came running after him to his home. قالت يا رسول الله اعذرني, I did not know you. قال إنما الصبر عند الصدمة الأولى. He said, الصبر, really صبر, is when you first experience it, to show you the صبر. Then, I'm saying here, those children will ask for their parents to walk into Jannah with them. Those who said what? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Do you remember the hadith, the Prophet وسلم, about the servant who Allah took the soul of his son, and he will ask his angels, وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ يَقُولُ هَلْ قَبَطْتُمْ روح ابن عبدي فلان. Did you catch the soul of the son of my servant فلان؟ قالوا نعم يا رب. قال فما قال؟ قال استرجعك. مين قال إنا لله حمدك واسترجعك. He said الحمد لله وإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. قال رب العزة سبحانه وتعالى ابن لعبدي بيتا في الجنة سموه بيت الحمد. Built for my abd home in Jannah, called his home the home of Hamd, because he said Alhamdulillah wa starja. We'll go with the commentary inshallah.
From the fundamental principles of Ahl Sunnah wa Al Jama'ah is belief in the intercession with the conditions mentioned by Allah the Mighty and the Majestic, which are: number one, that it will be with his permission; number two, and the person on whose behalf intercession is sought should be among the people of Iman. But if the person on whose behalf intercession is sought is among the people of disbelief, intercession will not be accepted on his behalf. Allah the Most High says,
فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ.
So no intercession of intercessors will be of any use to them. He also says,
ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع.
There will be no friend nor an intercessor for the ظالمون, polytheists and wrongdoers, who could be given heed to.
Here we have to understand قول الله عز وجل ولا تنفع الشفاعة عنده إلا لمن أذن له. That the شفاعة, according to the مؤلف, it will not be granted except by the acceptance and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone. So if you say Hussein is going to make shafa'ah for you, we say dream. You say Fulan is going to make shafa'ah for you, we say dream. The only thing we believe in is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the kitab, and what the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith about his shafa'ah. When the Prophet ﷺ asked his shafa'ah, he said what? He saved it to what? He saved it to the day of judgment. He saved his shafa'ah to the last, until yawm al-qiyamah.
Therefore, there is forever no intercession for the disbeliever. Let me repeat that. Therefore, there is forever no intercession for the disbeliever. As for the believer, intercession is confirmed in his right when Allah the Majestic and the Exalted grants the permission. The greatest intercessor and the leader of the intercessors is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has some intercessions that are specific to him alone. However, There are other intercessions which he and others share in common.
We'll stop here, inshallah. Final thing I wanted to say, one thing. What helped us to grant the shafa'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who knows? Close, but there's a special thing. I'm looking for a special thing, specific thing. What give us hadith? Hadith. No? Repeating after the muaddin. Right? من قال الله أكبر قال الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أنا محمد رسول الله أنا محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله حلت له شفاعتي يوم القيامة. So if you see مؤذن stop talking, repeat. That's what I teach the kids in Sunday school. When you hear that, then what do you do? The rules of three. They said stop, listen, repeat, rather than walk in the masjid, continue talking, more talking and not repeat. You lose a big door of ajr, important door. Shafa'at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'alani Allahu wa iyyakum mimman yashfa'u lahum Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.